Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. Thank you again for joining us here for Believing Together. We're going somewhat through the book of Psalm 80, chapter 84, not through the whole book of Psalms, but chapter 84. And we've been talking about things that we need to remember to do and to keep doing as we go through the valleys of life. And I've been trying every day just to make sure we kind of do a bit of review, just in case you haven't been here for the other ones. The first thing that we need to remember first is that God chose this route. Verse 5, it says, "In whose heart, God's heart, are the ways of them." Second, we need to remember that this is for God's glory and for your good. "Blessed are they that dwell in the house, they will still be praising thee." And third, we need to remember to rely on God's strength and not our own. Verse 7, they go from strength to strength. Verse 5, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee." We talked yesterday about the fact that we need to keep worshiping in the valley. Today, number 5, I want to talk to you about this. As we talked yesterday about to keep worshiping in the valley, today we want to talk about keep working in the valley. Keep working in the valley. Verse 6, "Who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools." Now, what this is dealing with is that as you're going through the valley, it gives us this scenario that in a valley, oftentimes that it might be a person is going through these valleys and a little bit difficult, and it is something that, you know, they get worn out, they get tired. And so the concept here is to, as you go through this valley, dig a well. And when it rains, it'll fill that well, fill those pools, so that the people coming after you as they come through that valley could drink water from that well, and they could be refreshed from your work, from your effort. Instead of feeling sorry for yourself going through that valley, realize that you're not going to be the only one coming through this valley, so I'm going to do something while I'm in the valley to be a blessing to those who will one day come through this very valley. So instead of feeling sorry for yourself, build wells. Now, so we're going to dig out a well, preacher. You say, okay, I kind of understand the concept of what you're saying here, figuratively speaking, but can I just quickly this morning give you the benefit of stopping and digging a well, and the rain is going to fill those pools, that well, and it'll be a blessing to the others. Why do we need these wells? Well, number one, we need them for now. You see, when you dig and you create that well and that thing, it's a blessing to you now. You get refreshing from it now. So it's not just for now, but secondly, it's for later. It's for those that might not need it right now, but eventually they're going to be going through that valley, and it's for later. And third, it's for others. You know, the benefit of digging a well is that it's not just for you. It's for others. And you know, when God puts us through valleys, we need to remember this isn't just about us. It's about others also. And it's not just about now. It's about for later. And here's what's interesting about verse 6, which I love. "Who passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well." So you dig a well, you dig a pool, a place where it says the rain filleth the pool. So you dig an empty place, and then rain would fill it. It would contain water, hold that water, and would be a blessing to the person coming after. And here's what's interesting. As you look at that logically, you build the pool, God will fill it. You dig the hole. You dig the well. The Bible says the rain comes and fills it. Well, where does the rain come from? Well, it comes from the heaven. Yeah, it comes from the sky. It comes from heaven. And who designed it? Who created all that? Who makes it rain? The Bible says God makes it rain on the just and the unjust. So rain comes from God. So you dig the pool or the well, God will fill it. You see, it's not about that we have what people need. It's about that God has what people need. And when we go through the wells, we need something from God. And when people come through that valley later on, they don't need something from you. They need something from God. So we dig that well. We create an area where God can fill and God can be a blessing to those that come after us. It's just a neat concept. And oftentimes, when we go through the valleys, first we quit worshiping, second we quit working. Well, preacher, I'm going through a hard time right now. I need to pull out of such and such. I need to quit doing such and such for a while. And I certainly understand that there's some uncontrollable circumstances, but I want to encourage you to keep worshiping in the valley. And then, as we talked about today, keep working in the valley. God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you here tomorrow on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.